The following podcast was originally broadcast live on Radio Maria Ireland. We hope you enjoy this program. Feedback and questions can be sent by email to info@radiomaria.ie and by text or WhatsApp to +353 89 467 2000. God bless.
Good morning and welcome to Northern Soul, the radio program where you hear about all the good, true, and beautiful things happening in the north of Ireland, where the flame of our faith is burning strong and God is working in so many hearts and lives. My name is Carmela and I will be your host today, live on Radio Maria Ireland from the Belfast station. We also have Gustavo Muñoz with us today, and he's going to speak to us about his book about Our Lady. If you'd like to get in touch with any questions or feedback, our number is 00353 89 467 2000 over phone or WhatsApp. Gustavo, thank you for being with us today. How are you keeping this morning?
Thank you very much, Carmela. It's an honor to be here. I'm very well. Thank you very
much. Good. Now tell us a bit about yourself and where you have come from and how you got here to Belfast.
Right. I was born in Brazil and I came here because someone prayed for me.
Wow.
And this person was in a healing retreat, said, "You're going to go to Belfast. You're going to leave with your dad." And I said, "I'm not going." And turns out I spoke to my dad and the doors were open and I came in 2015.
Wow, what a story.
I tried to get back to Brazil. They don't work out. So I'm here for about 11 years.
Oh my goodness. And how do you find it here?
I love it.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's a great country. And what people sometimes think, oh, the weather must be difficult. In fact, I love the weather here. So it's mild throughout the year. So I really enjoy it.
Okay, wonderful. Oh, that's beautiful. And tell us, how did you meet your wife?
So in 2014, after this retreat, I received a big grace, right? I realized the presence of Our Lady in my life. And after that week, I decided to consecrate myself to Our Lady. And I had received a book called True Devotion to the Virgin Mary by St. Louis de Montfort a few years ago. And so in that week, that was October 2014, and I prepared myself, I read the book, and I made my consecration on the 27th of November, the Feast of Miraculous Medal, right, Our Lady of Graces. And some people from my group, I was part of a charismatic group for about 10 years, and some people were doing a collective consecration in December the same year. By coincidence or God-cidence, whatever you want to call, my future wife was there, so we met through the consecration.
Wow.
To Our Lady. And
And did the charismatic group have a name?
It was called Messias da Paz, which is like the Messiah of Peace.
Oh, how beautiful. Wow. Yes. So Mary led you together.
Yes.
And then you moved together to Belfast then.
No, I came and she was finishing her master's degree.
Okay.
We broke up.
Yes.
But providentially, after about 2 years and a lot of things happened.
Yes.
And we got married again. In 2018, I went to propose to her in Brazil in March, and she came in November. We got married on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, 8th of December, 2018.
Goodness. So Mary has been so close throughout your life. She's
Indeed.
Really led you to where you are now. And in all the important moments of your life, she's been there.
Exactly.
Isn't that beautiful? So tell us, what happened after you got married and moved here to Belfast? What has your life been like since then?
Well, I think there was a period of adaptation when I actually moved here.
Yes.
Because I came from a background where all my friends were in the charismatic renew. I had a lot of friends in the church and I moved here. I could barely speak English.
Yes.
And I didn't have friends in the church.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very difficult at the start. As I said, we broke up. The relationship in distance wasn't working for us. And a lot of things happened. And was one day I was in the church here and a friend of mine approached me, Father a priest brought him to me, and he invited me to come to the Legion of Mary.
Beautiful.
I hesitated, but at the end of 2016, I went to a retreat called Young Catholics, a retreat of the Legion of Mary in 2016, and that was an oasis of grace in my life since I moved. And in 2017, I went to Medjugorje, and Our Lady said this to me while I was kneeling in the place where she appeared first in Medjugorje. And she said, "I'm giving you your life back now."
Wow.
After the struggle I had here in Belfast. And so a lot of things happened, and I received a lot of graces, and it's been amazing. So I got married in 2018, and we bought a house in south of Belfast. We had two kids. We moved back to Brazil, and as I said, it didn't work. We came back. One of my daughters was born in Brazil, and now we have four kids. We're waiting for the fifth child. And
praise be to God.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we'll all be praying for your child on the way and a healthy pregnancy and delivery. And I'm sure the little ones are also excited as well.
Indeed, yes.
Very good. Oh, wow. So you really heard that in your heart in Medjugorje, Mary speaking to you, saying, "I'm going to give you your life back."
Yes.
And then everything happened from there. And she did. She kept her promise, didn't she? That's beautiful. And tell me what the Legion of Mary has been like for you.
So, as I said, I didn't have friends in the church. After coming back from Medjugorje, I took my promise in the Legion of Mary, and I gained friends for life. I have friends I know I can count for anything that I actually need, from spiritual to physical to talk to anything at all. And the Legion of Mary, not only that, right? Because the Legion of Mary offers ground for us to evangelize. Things that I could do on my own, but with the aid of other people, and with the path is there. You know, we're all called to do something more. Our baptism asks us to evangelize. We cannot hold the graces that we receive. So the Legion of Mary offers this apostolate for lay people. You know, you don't need to know much. You don't need to do much. You just need to do the basics of your faith, which is to live in a state of grace and dedicate an extra 2 hours to some sort of apostolic work. So the Legion of Mary is excellent in offering anyone an opportunity to be evangelists.
Wow. It's just beautiful to hear your story, because I can imagine, I can understand what it was like to move to a new place and not to know anyone. We've also moved a lot in our history, and it's hard, isn't it, to go to a new place, to not know anyone at all and have to start from ground one, and just that loneliness and just feeling lost and unsure that you made the right decision and if you'll actually be able to find a home in the new place or not. And how beautiful to hear Our Lady looking after you and helping you and leading you to the Legion of Mary. And now your life is so full of love and joy, and you want to share that joy with others, and especially through speaking about Mary to others. Is that right?
Yes.
Tell us more about your book that you're writing.
Yeah, so I started writing because of a situation that happened when I was 13.
Okay.
In a very bad shape. And I was having an argument with my mother. By the time, we didn't get along very well.
Okay.
And there was a lot of shouting and swearing, unfortunately. And I needed to leave the house in a very angry manner.
Yeah.
I knocked the wall, I kicked the gate, and I was really, by the time, a lot of anger was inside of me. After breathing for a few minutes outside home, I came back. There was a table, there was a piece of paper, and there was a pen. And this was a grace, right?
Wow.
This was nothing that I was thinking. I took the pen and I start to write. Like I could transfer all the anger that I had inside of me to the paper.
Wow.
And I start to press the paper very hard, saying, "I hate this word, and you know, I don't like anything." And and I kept writing. It was the first page. I turned the page, and I wrote to nearly the end of the second page, and I was calm.
Wow.
And the end of, I finished that text to write, and we all need love, something like that. And this was such a grace, because when we look at the Old Testament, you see that the King Saul, he had a demon that used to torment him. And when David would come and play the harp, the spirit that was in Saul would be calm. And, you know, this is very bad, but I was tormented by thoughts of suicide. I was thinking about committing suicide. I thought my life was worthless. But the grace I received from getting a pen and a paper, that kept me.
Wow.
And so the same thing that Saul experienced, I did experience in my life. So when I wrote, I was calm. And so over the last 22 years, I have wrote over 400 texts, about over 200 poems, music, telling my story from day one when I was 13 to now. The last one I wrote about Our Lady was when I was in Brazil 2 years ago. And it was when I recognized that Our Lady has been always present in my life. And so just to give you a wee bit of context, because our time is short, when I was born, out of my mom made a sympathy because my father was engaged with another woman.
Okay.
And she wanted to have a child from him. It was very, very dark, very bad stuff.
Okay.
But she conceived. And when I was born, 28th of November, 1990, the nurse that took me in her arms offered my life to Our Lady. She consecrated my life the day I was born. When I was 8 years old, I was brought to an African ritual where they offered my life to the devil.
Oh, dear.
When I was 15, Our Lady guides my history. So in front of the Blessed Sacrament, I received the liberation from that offering that wow. When I was 8. And when I came to Belfast and all the story, you know, keeps happening, Our Lady has been always there with me. And so I had the grace to put in paper some of these things, the experiences I had, the graces I received, my love for Our Lady. And over this 400 text, this book, it's a compilation of about 10 texts that I wrote and 2 poems. And so the ebook is called Grazia Plena, which means full of grace, meditations on the Mother of God.
Oh my goodness, what an amazing story. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. And I can't wait to read your book. I definitely want to read it. And I'm sure it's a beautiful month of May, the month of Our Lady. And there's a reconsecration of Ireland to Our Lady coming up in Knock soon. And there's also a huge pilgrimage, worldwide pilgrimage of Mary and the Eucharist happening very soon in Derry and all over the world. So I think Our Lady is also wanting your story to be shared, that she brought you here to Radio Maria to share this story with us and hopefully spread the word about your book so others can read it as well.
Amazing.
I know. So you've been writing and compiling these poems and reflections for how long now?
About 22 years.
So it's from the time you were about in a teenager.
I was 13 when
okay.
I started.
Oh
yes.
My goodness. Wow. And what is the main message, would you say, of your book?
Is the presence of Our Lady.
Okay.
Right. So when you look in the gospel, when it sometimes comes, Our Lady is not anywhere. She's from Genesis to Apocalypse. She's everywhere. You just need to find her because of her humility. And that's the thing, you know, I like to say this. I was thinking before coming here, Saint Catherine of Siena, which I named my daughter after. She said, virtues knock at God's heart, but humility opens it.
Wow.
So it was through Our Lady's humility that she decided to be hidden. But we can find her. And she finds us as well. So this is one of the texts, you know, if you're lost, Our Lady can find you just as she found Jesus in the temple. We just need to believe that she can do that. And Saint Louis said, everything that is possible for God through nature is possible to Our Lady through grace. Our Lady is all powerful. There is an expression we say in Brazil, ask the mom and the son will hear.
Okay.
So that's the message, you know, Our Lady is there. Our Lady, as she was in my life through my struggles, to my difficulties. And the exact moment that God the Father allows, she'll pour out so many graces as she did in my life. And we're just going to be mesmerized. We're just going to be, you know, without words.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is wonderful. You had sent me a code, right? A code to share with our listeners. Let me just find it here. It's a discount code to give away 5 books for free. So this discount code is Radio Maria 5. And anyone who's interested in your book, they can go to Gustavo Munon. So that's spelled GustavoMunon.com/en/livros, LIVROS. GustavoMunon.com/en/livros. And the discount is Radio Maria 5, if anyone is interested. So I would love to hear more about your story, if there's anything else you'd like to tell us about. We have a bit more time, luckily, so you're very welcome.
Right. I like to quote this passage from St. Paul to Timothy as well, because, you know, when we talk about these things, it seems we're bringing glory to ourselves, or, you know, this sort of thing. But I say this out of humility, because everything that happened in my life is fruit of grace, is fruit of Our Lady's intercession, the presence of people who were praying for me, bringing me back from times that I was absolutely lost. And there was, if I could say, I'll read this, but I will give you one example of the experiences that God in His mercy gave to me. Right, so this is St. Paul saying in the first letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verse 12. He says, I'm grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, because He judged me faithful and appointed me to His service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy because I had acted.
It's okay. It's very emotional, isn't it, just to read these things? It's beautiful to see God working in your life, and the beautiful words of St. Paul and Mary and the Holy Spirit is here with us, you know, giving us their comfort and their guidance.
Sorry.
It's beautiful to see the power of the Holy Spirit and Our Lady in your life. Don't worry at all.
Even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed me for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full of acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. So this is me.
God is so good, isn't He? He is so merciful. And it's so beautiful to see Our Lady looking after you from the time you were small.
So I got to a stage in 2016, when I was living here for a year, that I was completely lost. I couldn't recognize myself anymore. Instead of bringing the light that was inside of me, I was sharing the darkness that was around people's sins, and I took their sins as mine, and I started to live by them. In February,
That's okay.
In February 2016, I woke up one morning, and I saw myself surrounded by darkness. I went to the toilet and I was looking, everything around me looked differently.
Really?
I didn't know why. I went downstairs to prepare my breakfast. And at the moment I was putting the toast, my piece of bread in the toaster, I heard a voice out of nowhere. My heart recoils within me. And I couldn't understand anything, but I continued to prepare my breakfast, got my tea. When I was pouring the water into the tea, I heard a voice again. My heart recoils within me. And I thought, I don't know what's happening. I sat down to eat. When I was about to taste the bread, the voice came again. And I couldn't do anything anymore because the place where I was in the kitchen became a church. Our Lady was there. Jesus was there. The Holy Spirit came with His grace and He took over my heart, my mind, my body. My guardian angel was there. And I started to burst into tears because of the life I was living. And I couldn't eat. I didn't eat. I went to the sofa. Jesus sat on my side. Our Lady sat on the other side. And I couldn't stop crying. My prayer came through the grace of the Holy Spirit. And I was telling, I don't know what I'm doing, Lord. I'm lost. Our Lady said, what have you done with the graces I gave you? And I said, I don't know, Mom. They told me, you need to do this, you need to do that. And I was fooled. And so that experience was so powerful. And this is because the Charismatic Renewal was celebrating the 50 years in February. And a lot of people were praying for me. So this is just to review as well. Doesn't matter where you are. Yes. Doesn't matter the person you are. The grace of prayer, the grace of intercession, the grace of Our Lady can come and can change anyone's lives. So I'm a living witness of that.
That is so hopeful to hear. Just God, you know, the beauty that Jesus and Mary were there with you and speaking with you. And I do believe what you're saying. And I can see, you know, that God loves each of us so much, no matter where we are, what we've done, or, you know, how we are feeling, or, you know, what culture or people we've surrounded ourselves with. There's never... It's never impossible to come out of that situation, and God is always there to help us no matter what. And we can rely on Him and trust Him and open our hearts to His mercy and His love. And He's always there for us, just as Our Lady is as well. So thank you for sharing that story with us. That's amazing. It's really beautiful.
That's great. You know, I have a testimony that I was asked. And that's why, you know, when you invited me, I said, I'm really honored because I'm a foreigner. You know, there's so many people, good people to talk, but even though my accent and sometimes the wrong words that I say.
Oh, we can understand you perfectly.
I was invited to give my testimony in the Legion of Mary in 2023. So I have that recorded.
Yes.
That is on my YouTube channel. That is on my website. And my story is told through poems, to things that I wrote.
Beautiful.
And I'm due to release a new ebook. It's called Spiritual Direction. That is the core of the knowledge that God gave me throughout the years. But the real book that I intend to write is to tell my story from the moment that I was conceived to nowadays.
Yes.
And I'm going to write that at some stage.
Good luck. I look forward to reading that once you have the chance. No, may God bless you and your family and all the beautiful work that you're doing to try and spread hope and the good news of Our Lady to all. And if you know, would you know if any of our listeners were interested in getting in touch with the Legion of Mary? Do you know how they would go about doing that?
Yes. So we developed... I have a company as well.
Yes, tell
us. That's the one that we work for. The Legion of Mary is called AMDG Corps, which means Ad Maior Dei Gloriam, which is for the greater glory of God.
Beautiful.
And so this company, we have built a Legion website here in Belfast. And so you can go into Legion of Mary DC. DC stands from Dan Connor.
Okay. .co.uk
or legionofmarydc.com. Okay. And so you're going to find everything you can think of about the Legion. You have the history there. You have the types of membership. There's 10 million members of the Legion of Mary throughout the world. And 3 million are active members. 7 million are auxiliary members. That means the auxiliary pray for the success of the work that the active members do.
Okay.
And we're in need of, you know, active members.
Okay.
And you can find all this information there. There's a contact form. You can find also the nearest presidium close to your postcode if you live here in Northern Ireland. And there's plenty of information there. We are in all social media you can think of, from TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere.
That's wonderful, isn't it? You know, because you're able to reach more people that way.
In relation to the podcast as well, we're going to release the first episode on the 31st of May, which is the Feast of the Visitation.
Beautiful.
And so
you have your podcast also on your website. Is that where people can find it?
On the Legion website.
Legion of Mary website. Yes. Beautiful. Okay. Well, it was just a real joy and an honor to be here with you and give you the chance to tell your story and the good works and the good blessings and grace that God and Our Lady has done in your life. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I'm grateful.
Okay. So this has been Northern Soul, live from the Belfast station. Thank you to those on the mixing desk in Dublin. And thank you to Gustavo for being here with us today. Please consider contributing to the mission of Radio Maria Ireland, which is funded entirely by the listeners. You can call the office at 00353-141-23456 or donate online at radiomaria.ie. Now I will pass you back to the Dublin station for catechesis. May God bless you all and have a lovely day. Take care. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Northern Soul on Radio Maria Ireland. Listen every Thursday at 11 a.m. or catch up on podcasts at radiomaria.ie and on all major platforms.
This was a Radio Maria podcast. If you enjoyed it, please do click like and subscribe on your podcast provider or leave us a review. Every bit of feedback helps us increase our visibility and allows us to reach more people with the message of the gospel. If you do not already listen to Radio Maria, you can listen to us live on Serviu Channel 210 or on our app or radiomaria.ie. On our website, you will also find our full schedule of programs and links to our social media channels for all the latest news. If you can, please consider making a donation so that we can keep making more programs like this. We are completely dependent upon the generosity of our listeners to keep us on air. Thank you and God bless.